Blog Talk Radio.
We got the house!
Pods handles the driving. Pack at your pace, store your things until you're ready, then we deliver to your new home, across town or across the country. Pods, your personal moving and storage team.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is a product of L.A. Beverly Enterprises via the Beverly Nation. My name is Louis. This is Peripheral Vision, and my name is Louis Devon. Well, it's great to be with you all again tonight. Beverly Nation, I'd like to send a shout-out to all of the hosts of the Beverly Nation, our producer, Lonnie Beverly, our assistants, Sister Ricky Rochelle Jones, Lovely Ellis, Darlene Lawrence, Brother Kenneth Lozada, Brother Jawan, Brother Simeon, Sister Aaliyah Love. Just want to send my shout-out to you all and say welcome again to Peripheral Vision by Louis Devon. Obviously, my name is Louis Devon, and we're going to invite the entire nation. We're going to open up our dialogue tonight, and we're going to have a great conversation, and looking forward to it. And what we're doing is if you want to call in, if you want to add some comment, and you want to just add into the conversation, I welcome you to join in. The number is 347-202-0392. Again, that is the Beverly Nation. You give us a ring at 347-202-0392. And like we start all of the shows, I would love to just have a word of prayer first, so let me just settle down and bring that in. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Okay. Beverly Nation, it's great to be back with you again. Tonight is November 19th, 2013, 9:30 p.m., and we're just going to pick up, you know, some of where we left off. We started the project for a new American black man. And you know something, tonight's topic, you know, let me just settle down and get my thoughts together. I have my thoughts together, but let me just settle down here and, you know, sip my tea like I did last week. It helps me a lot. One thing that I'm learning is being a man is being both lion and lamb, being both lion and lamb, and having the wisdom to know when to be which. I started the Project for New American Black Man, and we talked about a lot about some of the things that concerns America, and I've also stated that, you know, basically I feel like a member, of a team, and I feel like our men are being disrespected, but we're not going to, I'm going to put down the sword tonight. I'm going to put down that sword tonight, that proverbial sword tonight, and I'm going to transform from my lion status into lamb, because I want to honor, serve, and respect and acknowledge our sisters tonight, our women tonight, the mothers of our community tonight. And, I think it's very important that we honor our sisters. And I'm just going to open up and say to my fathers, mothers, brothers, and sisters of America. We have a problem, and our country. Okay. There's a problem in our country, and there's a problem in the African-American community. And I just want to say that this problem threatens to destroy the very fabric of our country. Okay, and it's really not necessarily about, okay, you know, the black community and versus this community. I'm speaking to the entire nation tonight. And what I'm saying to you is, listen, what you see happen in our community is just a microcosm to what is going to happen across America. So I'm reaching out to my Irish brothers, to my Irish fathers, to my Italian brothers, to my Italian fathers, to my Polish brothers, to my Polish fathers, to the Caucasian men, to the Latino men of all of the nations in our country. I welcome you to join this conversation. And I open up my arms, I open up my heart, I open up this forum for you to join into this conversation as Americans. Because we as Americans, we have to, you know, begin to learn how to, not learn how, but we have to enforce the idea of looking out for each other, looking out for our fellow man. Okay, so I've said in the past, you know, I'm not racist. And, you know, I'm not some kind of a bigot. I'm not a radical. Okay, but I'm just a man of my community, and I care about the people in my community. You know, you couldn't mark Martin Luther King as a racist. No, he was a man who said, listen, I love America, and I love my people, and I want to do something about it, because what I do for our country, what I do for my community is going to be for the betterment of our entire country. Okay? And the purpose of tonight's topic basically is to overcome fear and hatred and to promote peace and love in our community between men and women, and love and acceptance, respect and tolerance between the different nations in our beloved country, the United States of America. I hope to make our countrymen see the devil is at work in this land. I see him. I hope to help Americans realize if one community is destroyed to a cancer, it won't be long before the cancer is stronger and will threaten to consume you as well, the entire land. I hope to just send a humble message to our women. Let us restore peace in our community through love. The institution of slavery was built on fear. Fear is the absence of love. The only way to restore peace in this land is to drop all charges we have against one another. Let's just drop the charges. Let's drop the charges. Let's begin with forgiving ourselves first. Then let's take a knee and pray for each other and embrace one another. That's what we need. That's what we need to do. And I sincerely believe that. Okay. I wanted to bring in the scripture. This scripture is found in the book of Ecclesiastes. It's a book that is Solomon. It's a book of Solomon's writings. It's a book of King Solomon. He was the wisest king and noted in history. Okay. He's noted, should I say, as the wisest king in history. Okay, so there's a book of his sayings here in Ecclesiastes. And he talked about a time for everything. Now, we're going to get to the whole heal our women and be real to our women. We're going to get to that. But this is where we're leading up to it. Let me just, you know, just bear with me a little bit. It says, to everything, in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, okay, third chapter in the first verse, it says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Fifth verse, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Excuse me. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. Down in the eighth verse, it says, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And this eighth verse really is gets my attention because it says a time of war and a time of peace. You know, I want to really call that time of peace. I really believe and feel like this is a time of peace. And I would really like to see peace just engulf our land because America, we are the hope of the world. You know, the world's best and brightest, they come here to America hoping to create a life for themselves, hoping to create prosperity, hoping to build prosperity, hoping to live a good life, whether they want to worship their God and their faith and freedom and liberty. Okay? This is what America represents. And we as Americans, we kind of, we may overlook that, the importance of our significance on the earth. And as American citizens, I think sometimes we overlook the significance of our importance as citizens in this land, as citizens of the world. So what I want to do is just demonstrate what love and reaching out should be like. Okay? The first thing I want to say is, you know, I want to point out one of the profiles of one of my favorite sisters, you know. And tonight we're gonna salute our sisters tonight, you know. So if the love fest thing makes you sick in the stomach, then you may as well catch us next week, okay? Because tonight we are going to demonstrate love. We are going to express love for each other. I'm going to tell you how much I admire my sisters, how much I love my sisters, how much I admire and adore our sisters, okay? Where should I start? Should I start with Harriet Tubman and her work? Should I come down to Coretta Scott King and her work? She's the mother of the Civil Rights Movement, the way I see it. She has to be the mother of the Civil Rights Movement because her husband was a soldier in this fight. He was the father of the Civil Rights Movement, if you ask me. And every night that he woke up, or every morning that he woke up and put on this, and washed up and put on his clothes and got his breakfast and put on this, you know, and got prepared to step out for another day in battle during the Civil Rights era, it was Coretta Scott King who met him at the door before he walked outside and said, "Honey, you can do it. Baby, you can do it. I believe in you. And you know I'm tough." So he had to believe in her to a great degree. And she helped to reinforce, to strengthen his spine, the devil who was waiting outside for him. And his work represented the advancement of an entire community, the advancement of an entire country. America benefited from, if you want to say, America benefited from Coretta Scott King's benefit.
All right. Now, see, I know that's the devil. Hey, world, Lonnie Aloysius Beverly. Hopefully, Brother Devon come back on, has some technical difficulties with his headphones right now. But he was hitting on all cylinders when it came down to Coretta Scott King down there in Montgomery, Alabama, during the times in which he lived in 1955. So, you there, Lou?
I'm here.
All right. I just want to reiterate, knowing that you got your back. That's what BevNet does.
I really appreciate that.
Oh no, of course not. You know, the enemy is busy, and I'm not going to be on long. I'm going to say something in 20 seconds. Basically, during that hot summer month of 1955 in Montgomery, Alabama. You okay, Lou? Got it?
I'm here.
All right. Don't move. Whatever you're doing, just don't move. You okay?
I'm with you, Lonnie.
All right. So basically, during that time, that summer, 1955, the heat of summer, the summer that which Dr. King's house was bombed, and that ride or die chick that was there with him that night, she just moved all out of the living room with baby Yolanda when the bomb went through the window, Lou.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, strong black women. We're so glad of all our black women. We're so proud of the Beverly Nation people. This man right now, last week, did 1,007. Right now, he's at 1,600. Continue your ministry, young man.
Absolutely. one of the sisters I would love to big up right now is one of the women that I, you know, as much as I admire her, I have a huge crush on. Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice. Yes, I said it. Condoleezza Rice. She's one of the most important figures of the 21st century. Dr. Condoleezza Rice is an American political scientist and diplomat. She served as the 66th United States Secretary of State, was the second person to hold that office in the administration of President George W. Bush. She was born November 14, 1954. She's age 59 in Birmingham, Alabama. Her education, she received a bachelor's from the University of Denver, her master's from Notre Dame in 1955, and her PhD from the University of Denver's Graduate School. Her parents are Angelina Rice, John Wesley Rice, both members of the GOP, Republican, okay? And her awards also include the Walter G. Gores Award for Excellence in Teaching, okay? Her books include No Higher Honor, a memoir of her years in Washington. Also, another one of her books is The U.S. Education Reform, National Security. And because she was the Secretary of State, she also wrote a book entitled Iraq in the U.S., the Foreign Policy. And she basically had a hearing on October 18th. And at this hearing in October 18th, 2005, then-Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice discussed the U.S. strategy in Iraq. And she was quoted to say, "I have spoken many times about why we are here. Today I want to discuss how we assure victory." Condoleezza Rice, if you're listening tonight, God bless you, and I want to salute you, okay? And that's another example of what I mean and when I say our champion black women. That is the bar that is set when the world looks at our community as African-Americans and they see our women. They see Condoleezza Rice. Okay, now, I don't know if you remember when Muammar Gaddafi, who was the president of Lonnie, what was the president? What was Muammar Gaddafi the president of? What was that country?
Well, basically from 1968 until he was kind of moved in a weird way early part of this century. In 2011, he was the president of the country of Libya.
Libya, thank you, sir. Well, when his bunker was stormed and invaded by the by the rebels, they discovered that he had a special room, okay, in his bunker, in his palace, his walls were draped with pictures of Condoleezza Rice. This man had poems written to Condoleezza Rice. And, you know, Condoleezza Rice, yes, from Birmingham, Alabama, okay, one of our champion sisters. What I'm saying is the world recognizes your genius. The world recognizes and understands your beauty. And you are beautiful women, and you are champion women, and I just want to send this shout out and say I love you. I love you, and I admire you, okay? Everyone from, and I didn't even mention my mom tonight. I didn't mention my daughter, who I'm proud of tonight. I didn't mention my grandmother. I didn't mention my Aunt Ron. I didn't mention my sisters. You know, the personal people in my life who gave me my first opinion and my first outlook on sisters. That's where the respect started. That's where it was all formed back then. So I didn't even mention them, but I want to send a shout out to the women in my family and the women in my community who I see every day. And I just want to say I love you. Now, the topic title tonight says Time to Be Real to Our Women, Time to Heal Our Women, Time to Be Real to Our Women. I chose that title because it is a quote from a song from Tupac Shakur, it's time to be real to our women, time to heal our women. I thought it was unique it just got my attention that Tupac said that because Tupac was a part of an era that in hip-hop, in that genre, especially in that time, there was a lot of negative things coming out of hip-hop music about black women. But Tupac Shakur said his share of, B's and H's. He said his share of negative things about black women, and he made his statements about sisters, okay? But I believe that is one of the things that began to create the wedge between us as people in our community. Hip-hop didn't do us any favors as men in terms of the relationship between men and women. Hip-hop didn't do us any favors, okay? So I just wanted to use his words to say that there was also another side to Tupac Shakur. He also knew that there was a softer side, if you will, that understood that the African-American woman is the very womb of our culture. And without her, we can't survive. And without her, we couldn't go anywhere. We couldn't be anywhere. So, you know, I just wanted to just say those things. And if we have any callers tonight, which I'm pretty sure we will, if you, no matter where you are, from Philadelphia to Oakland, California, I want to invite you and encourage you to come in and join the conversation. And if you have something negative to say about black women tonight, you can hold on to that for yourself, because you're going to have to deal with me, and it won't like how I come at you, okay? But if you want to encourage our sisters, if you have a story about your sister that encourages you and that you want to encourage our women, please, I encourage you to call in tonight, 347-202-0392. Again,
well, you know what, Lou, the great thing about it is, hi, World Lonnie A. Listen, you have some callers right now, too. And the first caller would be Optical Nerves, Sister Aaliyah Love.
Wow.
Thursday night, great. 10 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com.
Aaliyah, rock on.
Like, Brother Lou.
Yes, ma'am.
You're deep, man. And I couldn't be more proud of you tonight. Not that I'm not proud of you any other night, but you're on fire, brother. Pure fire.
That means a lot. I'm glad that you feel better, and I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm so relieved to hear your voice, sincerely.
Oh, come on. You're going to make me cry. You already had me ready to cry before when you were talking about, you know, all these great women that opened the door or like bulldozed the pathway for us young bucks to come through. So, seriously, I don't know. You got me, like, all twisted in the game here, tongue-tied and all of that. I feel like this is the first time I've ever called into anybody's radio show. I am literally kind of sort of trembling over here with pride. But something I have to bring up, because you mentioned my man Tupac. When Jasmine Guy wrote the book Evolution of a Revolutionary, a book about primarily about Afeni Shakur, they had a discussion about this book at Temple University. And a young woman got up and asked the question to Afeni Shakur, well, if we're standing here saying all these wonderful things about Tupac and so forth, why is it that he referred to so many women as bitches and hoes? How did you, as his mother, feel about that? And Miss Afeni responded by saying, first of all, I understood my son as an artist. And second of all, I look at the fact that so many people within our communities have referred to sisters in that way as sisters not doing their job. The sisters continue to perpetuate that, whereas they should have been embracing one another and reminding each other that that's not who you are. That's not what you were put here to be called. So to accept that, you know, and allow your sisters to continue to be called that and to allow yourselves to continue to be called that speaks volumes about you. So that's another reason I'm saluting you for what you're doing, because before the brothers can truly be, let's put it like this, before the acceptance of what you're saying can penetrate the sisters have to get it in their head that they're worthy of it truly. And I'm gonna let you carry on with the show.
I'm applauding you. I'm applauding you. I am. I'm applauding what you're saying.
No.
I'm applauding what you're saying as a father. God bless you. God, thank you for calling. God bless you. Wow. Okay. All right. So we're having this conversation. This is the right conversation.
You're right. And we ain't finished here. You know, 347-202-0392. Now I want to let everybody know. Because I know everybody said, hey, go P. Diddy again. No, Lou Devon asked me to come on this show tonight. So tell him, Lou. Tell the world, Lou.
I did. I told him to do it. I said, we got to play tennis with this. I need you to be on the other side of that net, and I need you to knock the ball back over when I knock it on your side. This has to be a conversation between us. Absolutely.
All right now. You know, so, you know, I'm so proud of my young man tonight, and we have another person who's very, very proud. Sister Lovely Ellis, okay?
Wow.
Diva Impact, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here on the BevNet, Studio A. Sister Lovely Ellis, please.
Hi, and good evening to you, Louis. Hello, Lonnie Radio. Hello, world.
You better believe it.
Hey, Ellis, how you doing, Lovely Ellis?
I'm good. I just wanted to tell you that I really love your topic because I'm an influential black woman that's out here making a difference. You've been assisting my, just throughout the world, on the radio and just in my family and my community, things like that. And I appreciate you and what you're sharing on the air because it's important. And I just wanted to reach out to the women, the female listeners. Please do more to carry yourself with class and dignity and pride. If you want to be treated like a queen, you have to act like one. And, you know, I just wanted to say that and just to say that the ones that are listening, please, men, dress like a woman of dignity. Have some love and care for yourself. And just so that you can be treated better. You can't say that there are no, you know, Louis, they can't say that there's no good men out here. They are. But you, some women get with the men and they mistreat them, and then these men end up hurt and passing it on. But, you know, this is women, we need to do a lot more for ourselves, how we carry ourselves, and what we're doing in society, in our homes. Do a lot more. We can do a lot more. And I just want to shout out the ones that are doing their part. And that's it.
Wait a minute, Lou. I want to say this. Lou's record of listeners was 1717 2 weeks ago. Louis Devon, you are at 1792 tonight.
Wow.
1792.
So he broke his record tonight. And Lou, I'm going to say this while Lovey Ellis is on. You had a wonderful transfer tonight, sir. And that's all I have to say. And you know what I mean. So, thank you, Lovely.
Thank you, Lovely, for calling.
And I certainly agree. I certainly agree with what you're saying. And you know what? There was a young lady that I spoke to not that long ago, and mm-hmm. you know, she basically said to me, like, you know, there are things that there's a book out there. There's a book. We're not going to bring a lot of light to the book, but there's a book that coaches women that's been coaching sisters. And she said, you know, I took some of those techniques, and I said, you know, she took some of those techniques and she just used it in her own community. And what she did was she looked at me and smiled and started the conversation. I said, wow, I'm really impressed. She said, it's some of the coaching that I'm receiving from this book. But it's not that I'm going to bring up the book. The fact is, It sheds light on what Sister Leah Love said and what mm-hmm. Sister Lovely Ellis just said. If you take more pride in yourself, if you continue to conduct yourself in a way like our Sister Condoleezza Rice does, you will find a higher quality of men that will give you the attention if that's what you're looking for. Or you will attract more gentlemen. I think that's what I should say simply.
Can I say something before we bring the next caller on? Listen, from one black Republican to another, I just want to say something to you. I love
Speak,
you
brother.
As a person. Now, Speak. I want to bring on, you know, basically something that I believe, the two women that are strong in my life and how I believe in history. One woman was the first colonial poet laureate. That's why I said the first colonial poet laureate. Her name was Phyllis Wheatley. Strong black woman in hard times, okay? When she was probably lower than the cow that she was owned by her slave master, okay? Put in her own in the slave master's book, okay, it was horses, chickens, cattle, and then niggas. And then her name was Phyllis, age 4. That's all I have to say on that one.
Oh.
And I want to bring on the next caller. It's 215-350. You're on with Louis Devon here on The Righteous Consciousness.
Hi, Louis. This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Thanks
I just
for calling.
Wanted to, no problem. I just wanted to get on tonight and basically say I'm enjoying your show. Your topic is awesome. And it's funny that, you know, this. I'm listening to this because I was having a conversation earlier today with a good friend of mine, and, you know, she was saying how she's going in and out of these relationships and being dogged by men. And I told her, I said, we've been friends for years, and it seems like you never feel complete unless a man is in your life. And I tried to tell her that you shouldn't it shouldn't take a man to make your life complete. I said, you need to take time out and figure out what's going on with yourself and examine yourself first. And if you believe in God, you know that God will plant that person in your life at the right time. And stop allowing men to use you and just let it go. Be strong about it. And this, a lot of women don't do that. They get involved with these men. They think that these men love them, including myself. I'm guilty. I've been in some bad relationships too, but, you know, I went in my last relationship with one eye open, one eye shut. Now I have both of them wide open, and I'm not going to allow men to manipulate me and force me into things that I'm not interested in. I had to tell her that as well. So I just wanted to comment on what Lovey Ellis was saying a few minutes ago about women having respect for yourself. Try to respect yourself, and a man will respect you much more. And just focus on you and getting your life right and dressing accordingly, like she was saying. That's what women need to do, and stop trying to do extra stuff to get attention from a man, because a good man is going to want you for you. You're not going to have to do all the extra things to get them. Basically wanted to commend you on the show. Well done. Like, your topic is awesome, and I'm really, I'm sure I could speak for a lot of the women that's out there listening, but it's touching to me, and I know it will help me going forward in relationships and dealing with men and situations that men like to take women through and vice versa. So I just wanted to get on to say thank you for the topic, and good luck, and thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Teresa, for calling. And, you know, I like what you're saying, and the advice that you gave your friend is sound advice. And if she keeps friends like you in her life, she'll be in a better position moving forward in her life. So, you know, the thing I want to just say in response to what you're saying is it is so important to have a relationship with God. I mean, you know, we get out there and we go because we need to survive, right? We need to get out there. We need to go to work. We need to clock in. We need to do this. We need to do that. And in the midst of doing all that, we kind of forget to take that knee and put God first. I mean, it don't take for you to be like a super religious preacher. It just says, you just say, God, help me. You know what? I need you to help me along. You know, the loneliness that I feel, the aloneness that I feel, I need you. I invite you to come in my heart, and I ask your spirit to touch me. I can feel satisfied with me so that I can be at peace with myself. And that's what I said, that's what I talked about in terms of forgiving ourselves. You know, forgive yourself. Get to the point where, you know what, you're at peace with yourself, you know, and get to that point where, you know, I'm going to be patient and wait, because anything worth having is worth waiting for. And sometimes, you know, that wait is not going to be as long as you may think. You just get yourself lined up the way God wants you to be. And I tell you what, that man, that relationship, that situation is going to find you and overtake you, and it's going to be the best experience you ever had in your life. God bless you, Teresa. I'll be looking forward to hearing you from you again next Tuesday, too, at 9:30. God bless you. Lonnie, what do we got next?
Man, let me tell you something. I got a lot next. I mean, first of all, I'll do a station identification. This is the Blog Radio Network on the Beverly Nation, and this is Peripheral Vision by Louis Devon. And I'm Lonnie A. Beverly. Listen, we have the Pattersons on line 5.
good, Mrs.
Hello,
Patterson.
Hello, hello. How are you, Lou? I love this
All
topic.
All is well. Talk to me.
Well, let's see. I'm enjoying the topic, and on along the lines of the bad language and references toward women, it wouldn't exactly be able to be promoted if people weren't buying it. All this by the numbers. If you don't buy it and no one buys it, then it doesn't become popular. But because a lot of people are following so-called trends, you know, they're bottom of the hill people instead of the people at the top of the hill. That's the issue.
Hello, Lewis. How you doing?
All is well. Thank you for calling, Peter. I appreciate you. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yeah, of course, of course. I like the topic, but there's a few little things. Like you hit something that got to me, and it was about, you said, hip-hop didn't do us no favors. You can't blame all of hip-hop, because if you really listen to it, I know about it, you know, listen to some of the Heavy D stuff. Heavy D never talked bad about any woman. All he did was put them on pedestals in his songs.
Okay.
Right?
I agree.
A lot of them do that. And that's wrong. And I'm so tired of people acting like Tupac was a fallen saint. He was a raised devil. That's what he was to me. I mean, he made one or two songs I could kind of listen to him like, but he was a stone cold street gang banging thug with a criminal record who got a break. And they praised him like he was somebody special. I'm like, look at what this man has done and look at what he's doing. He's calling every single woman he knows out of their name.
Yeah.
And you want to sit there and praise? My mother heard one of his songs and she told me to turn it off. She said, I wonder what he thinks of his mother.
Wow.
And I'm like, you're right. You know, but something else. You know, you've mentioned Condoleezza Rice and these other women who are known. There are a lot of black women, and I'm just going to say black, but there's also a lot of other, there's a lot of women, period. We're going to, but since you brought black, there's a lot of black women out there who aren't in the spotlight, who have done so much for their communities, in their states, that it's just, you can't even stop, you can't even mention them all. I mean, how long ago was it that, was it Atlanta that had the first black police chief was a woman?
Right, right. That wasn't that long ago.
And look what she went through to get to that place. And did an outstanding job for her in that position.
Right.
I mean, you have Pearl Brown out of California, started out as a teacher's aide. Got into the library. She became the librarian for Logan Elementary School. Rebuilt the whole library from all the work she did. Promoted after-school reading programs. For the 25 years she was at that school, she did all this stuff. And because of her, the reading scores for the school over 17 years went up. They even named the library after her. And she was still alive when they did that. It was like a year after she retired. Right?
Wow.
And I know this woman personally because she's one of my older cousins. And I was shocked when I heard this. Wow, you know. I mean,
right.
I knew her name out there, okay. But the thing was, she did all that. There's so many people out there. I mean, you're doing a great job, brother. You're doing a great job. It was a great topic to come out, and people need to hear this. There's a lot of people out there who are doing just as much as other people that also got to keep their head up and realize that, you know, we need to let them know that we may not know your name, but we know your struggle. Keep your head up.
Right.
Keep people behind you. We appreciate what you're doing.
Right. Absolutely. And I thank you for your comment, Peter. I really appreciate it. You and your wife, I hold you in the highest regard. I sincerely do, and you represent something that I want to see more of in our community, and not just in our community, but across this country and even in the world. And that's man and woman coming together in agreement and walking together in love. It's It's good for the land. It's good for the earth.
All right.
You're a great example. You're a great example. What we got, Lonnie?
Well, first of all, you know, I mean, I'm glad that Peter brought a different opinion to the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
people believe
right.
that Tupac Amaru Shakur was the greatest rapper of all time and is, you know, lyrically blessed. But there's
right.
a lot of people believe that, you know, because they thought he sold out because of, you know, okay, he's an enigma. One day you say Brenda has a baby, and then, you know, the next day you say, which I'm not going to say on this air, it's not about that tonight, it's about praising women. The second woman that I want to talk about before we bring on another call, we've got two more callers on, and I just love this love fest tonight here on Blog Talk.
It has to be, yes.
Let me give everybody a history lesson. That's right, Lonnie W. don't always talk shit. Sometimes I give you something to grow on. In 1896, there was a law in the Supreme Court called Plessy versus Ferguson. And what happened was Homer Plessy, a man, an African-American man, wanted to ride the train in from northern Louisiana to Baton Rouge.
Okay.
And he wanted to ride up front with white folks. And he was told he couldn't. And he was so strong that he took it all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, where he lost Congress. Because they said, okay, you know, we will provide accommodations, but they have to be separate and unequal. Well, they
wow.
said separate but equal. I say separate but unequal.
I heard that.
During that time, there were major lynchings throughout the South and parts of the West. There was one woman that stood up at that time. She married a man by the name of John Burnett. She became the first true freedom fighter since Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman in the new century of the new 20th century. Remember this name as I bring on the next caller, Ida B. Wells of Barnett. We go to the next caller here. It is the archivist. It is the archivist. Before I bring her on, before she says anything, I want to thank the 1,917 people
thank bless
that
God.
Have called into Peripheral Vision at this time, 1917.
God,
you have the archivist, Ricky Jones, online.
Hi, Sister Ricky Jones. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? First of all, that is Soror Ida B. Wells. Thank you very much. Fabulous, distinguished, sophisticated, talented woman of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, first and foremost.
Let them
thank
know.
You very much. But what you're doing tonight is absolutely on point. And it's a shame that a lot of our sisters don't get where they need to be, don't understand it. And we can't always fault them for not recognizing the beauty that is in them, the power that is in them, because they're so inundated with the foolish messages in media, in magazines, in the neighborhood, in the structure, just everywhere where they're exposed to any types of opinions. And they formalize their opinions. If it's not at home, they formalize who they are and what they are by what others tell them what they are and who they are. And it's sad.
Right.
It's sad. But I'm glad that you're bringing up a topic. And granted, we have some powerful sisters that have done things. But, you know, a lot of times people forget that it's not so much the big grandioso things that you do that makes you unique and different. It's the little things, paying attention to things in your neighborhood, being that point person that might have the answers to the questions, understanding that there's a need in your neighborhood or on your block, taking the initiative to be the outspoken person, the little things, the littlest things, watching how
right.
you cook, watching how you clean house, watching how you interact with men, just the little things women can kind of teach our young girls to do and kind of get a gist of how you should conduct yourself as a lady. Plenty
right.
of all of my heroines come from home.
Right.
And, my mother was what my mother was my idol. My aunt is my idol. My aunt had not so much now, but when she was younger and still being able to wear her high heels, I always just tell people, I got my vicious walk. I got my vicious walk that has landed me a lot of places because of my aunt. You know, when I was a little girl, I never forget, she walked down the street and a gentleman said, girl, you can knock a pleat straight. And I just said to myself, wow. And she was wearing a long, long pleated skirt. It was a long skirt, almost down past her knees. But the way she right. carried herself, it just exuded what femininity was about, you know. So, mm-hmm. and I said, ooh, I want to be just like that when I grow up. I want to have that walk where I can knock a pleat straight and blah, 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 blah. And so right. with the little things, and if we can teach our young ladies and even teach some of our old heads, because some of our old heads out here need a little bit of help too. You know, some of them are not too far beyond getting some kind of help, some reformation, some little shining and polishing or something. But if we can just look at the little things that women do and go from there, find a mentor, find somebody that you don't have to idolize them, but somebody that kind of gives you the forethought to think, ooh, maybe I want to do that. But you're doing a wonderful job. I thank you for the topic tonight. I thank you for allowing God to use you in this ministry and doing the things that he asks of you to do and that you do.
All right. Lou, you still there?
I'm sorry. Just I apologize.
You got all struck with the archives, huh? Hey man, I need you. Hey man, stay focused, man.
Yeah, I did. No, I got. You know, I was in awe. But I really appreciate that.
Listen, man. We're not finished. I want to bring on. You know, every time a caller comes on, you know me, my mind's playing tricks on me. I'm gonna tell you another young lady that I have to tell all of you out there in Blog Talk Land tonight. That I admired, and someone that taught me about education and the importance of it. In Chicago in the 1970s, there was a young lady who felt that the public school system was not good enough for the inner city children of the South Side. And she fought hard the Illinois State Supreme Court tried to fight against her opening her school there in the South Side Chicago. And on West State Street, she finally got the funds to open her first school. And it was a preparatory school, and I'm telling you right now, it became not only the best school in Chicago, but the number one preparatory school in the state of Illinois. Let us give praise to Marva Collins tonight. Now we go to the next caller.
It shall be
a person that really, really, really is joined at the hip. It shall be Darlene Lawrence of Righteous Consciousness. Monday night, 10 o'clock here on blogtalkradio.com, Studio A. Darlene.
Well, hello there. Brother Lou, how are you tonight? You are doing a wonderful job. I'm so glad you are because you're doing a wonderful job. I'm enjoying everything that you're talking about. It is always a pleasure when I hear my brothers give support to the sisters, okay, because I feel like Black women, we have lost something in a way. And it's some of us that never, you know, we never lost it. But because of so many that it has taken away. You know, I got this thing about them always calling us an angry Black woman. But what you're doing is telling the sisters, you know, carry yourself in a certain way so that you can be also looked upon in a certain way. And I agree with that message 106,000,000% because that's something that I try and tell my younger sisters, my family, you know, anybody that I see that need a little bit of encouragement or just, you know, sometimes, you know, our sisters don't have anything but what they see on TV or in these videos. And, you know, I got a whole thing about that too. So, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. Showing, you know, giving honor to those women. And there is one, you know, within this particular society, she might not look to play that role of beauty, but it's what was inside this lady, Fannie Lou Hamer. You know, she is one of my idols. She was one, she took a whole lot. She went through so much. She stood strong. She was beaten, but she still stood there, and she said, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. So,
right.
You know, it's a lot of good women, strong, African-American, Black, whatever you want to call us, and also women, okay, not just to stay within this. You know, my passion is about my people, But there is a lot of really good women and women that do get it. It is the ones that want to get caught up in these trendy things, you know, wearing clothes that certainly don't look presentable, getting yourself all tattooed up, and then you're supposed to go on a job interview with tattoos all on your face and around your neck. You know, it's a whole lot, and we have been under it, and it's far more. This whole thing with the feds and, you know, that kind of stuff, all that, that's some spiritual warfare. That's what we're under attack with. You know, the lyrics in the song, you know, words.
Right.
Words are powerful. You know, words
are
very powerful. So, you know, I just want to say to you, I don't want to take a lot of your time up because I know our wonderful Lonnie Radio is going to soon be coming on. But I just want to tell you I support you. I love what you do, and I love the message that you have tonight and all the callers calling in. You know, it's, you just keep on doing what you're doing, Brother Lou.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you. And you know what? When I know you're in the room, I can breathe easier because I know somebody got my back. And Sister Darlene Lauren, I really appreciate everything you stand for. And again, I'm going to keep saying it because you say it and I say it, and it really means something. We are kindred spirits. And I believe, to take it a little step further, I believe all of the hosts of the Beverly Nation are kindred spirits. I think what we have in our host and Lonnie Beverly, in our producer as Lonnie in Lonnie Beverly, what I think we have is a father type. I think his spirit sets the tone for what we all bring and deliver. We've all been handpicked, and I believe it's because we all are kindred spirits. I think we all are on the same boat, moving in the same direction. And I think if we continue to move down this road, I think if we all continue to have our consensus, and our consensus at the Beverly Nation is love. That's our consensus, love. So whether that means, you know, whether that means we talk about whatever the topic is coming at, is let's love each other. And Darlene Lawrence, that's what you represent, and I sincerely appreciate you calling. And let's just keep fighting the good fight. Let's keep fighting the good fight. I just want to send another shout out to Teresa. Thank you for calling, Teresa. Thank you for making your comment, and I really appreciate you calling in. And Lonnie, what we got next?
What we have next? Almost 9 years and 10 months. That young man by the name of Louis Devon Jr. When I came here to Philadelphia, was one of my first friends on the block, back up on West Oak Lane. You know what I mean? People who understand Philadelphia, uptown. You know what I mean? You know, Walnut Lane, down from Simons, you know, between Simons and St. Athanasius School. You know what I mean? Louise Road, Pastorius, Beverly Road, Tubahawken, Mohican Street, Mainland Road, Dillon St. Thomas Road, who I played basketball for. We won 4 straight championships from the time I was 15 to the time I was 19. You dig what I mean? That time, shout out to my man Chris Monte, Eric and Lauren Montfort, my man Kenny Wise that passed away. These guys I grew up with, man, and we used to be on the steps and talk about what we wanted to be, what we wanted to do. You know, before I went to, you know, the United States Coast Guard, you know, I said, you know, I want to be a journalist. And, you know, we don't have a lot of times people shucking jobs. Man, go ahead with that lot of y'all. I said, look. One day, y'all all going to kiss my behind when I get these degrees. And God's allowed me to acquire my bachelor's degree from the Coast Guard Academy. God allowed me to acquire my master's degree from the University of Southern California and be able to be a top CEO during the time I had to be, and now owning my network. So hardships come with may. Lou said something tonight that is so prudent to all of our hosts. It's family. During that time, all of us supported each other every single night, no matter what was you had to go through. Because trust me, the same things you go through in 2023, we go through right now, in 2013, same stuff. No excuses. Excuses are for the incompetent. It's love, then. Can you love now? Can the world learn from the example of WBNN hosts to love each other?
And we all got people, you know, we got things people go through situations. I'm not talking people going through health problems, you know, and those folks call it more than people who don't have health problems. But I want the show tonight to really embody our greatness. You know, you heard from some great people tonight. Lovely Ellis, who was here with us from 2013 to 2015, you know, part of the pioneering golden era of our network. Aaliyah Love, who was here from 2013 to 2014. Darlene Lawrence. Every single night when we have a all-time listening record here at The Story, we mention her name every single time. That woman was special to me. She stood up for what was right, and we honor her. She was our first ever International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee. May she rest in peace. And then, of course, before I take calls tonight, the archivist, my good friend to this day, Ricky Rochelle Jones. Without our dream, fruition wouldn't be here tonight. The conversation on October 1st, 2012. Hey, you know, this is something called Blog Talk. We always talk stuff all the time. She said, what? I said, no, don't give me what. We can do this. You know what I mean? Let's take a try. She said, okay. Shout out to the first ever Governor's Award winner and on the honors, matriarch of our network, period, Ricky R. Jones. We'll take callers tonight honoring Louis Devon. Let's heal our women, be real to our women. Let's be positive tonight in our calls. Call number one, you're live and direct with me, Lonnie Aloysius with Dudley then, but now all Dudley Malay Wingosy now. Talk to me.
Hello there.
Hey, yes. Ava Holly, how are you? Oh, boy, you're the embodiment of Beverly Nation family. Because remember, the WBN stands for Beverly Nation Network.
That's your show is amazing, and just listening to it, I forget that it goes back to it another time, and all the issues that were brought up are still issues that are going on today. So while you're honoring women tonight, I just want to honor the women in our lives that have passed on. And I know that hits home for you, it hits home for me, and I'm sure many of our other hosts. And I feel strength from them, especially my mom. I still find myself picking up the phone to try to call her. And, you know, I know she's smiling down and you know, encouraging us to move forward and keep shooting for doing the right thing, like you said. And I know your mom is doing the same thing, because look at you, man. Look at what you're doing every single night. So love you, thank you, and appreciate you.
Well, Ava Holly, thank you so much. I know you've been going through a lot. And God has given you the strength to be able to carry on, you know, just the duty of being a fellow human being to make a difference. And you have done that before Beverly Nation and now with Beverly Nation. You know, you look back into the time when we all struggled together. And that night, man, I'm proud of those units. We had 1,719 people. We're in the 19 millions now. But during that time, we were trying to survive. You know what I mean? We were a fledgling network at that time, and I had the support of every single host because we knew what we needed to do. We foresaw what is today in 2013. Mm-hmm. Amazingly, 10 years, you know, February 4th be 10 years of Beverly Nation. And for us to be able to do what we do on a constant basis takes hard work, takes commitment, and I never missed a night.
Well, we love you. Thank you for having me on.
Love you, Ava Holly. And, of course, Ava Holly's Casual Chat Wednesdays right here on This Story Network. We're bringing on another caller right now, honoring the legacy of our great people that have been a part of WBNN.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. where back in 1993, about 20 of us got kicked out of Martin Luther King High School, you know what I'm saying, all at one time for starting a riot in there. They was hating on us because me and my team was protecting the women. You see what I'm saying? Even though we was hooking and it wasn't in the classroom, but we still was protecting them. How you doing this evening, brother?
Hey, man, you're part of our legacy. Let's go to the history books. We've been here almost 10 years. This man right here, now he's saying, now he's going to listen to me. He always talking, but he's going to listen to me tonight. This man right here came in as a quasar in 2022. This man right here not only won the Linear New Host of the Year, but he did it in a fashion that no other rookie has ever done it. And he still, right now, is a running streak. This man has 8 championships in a row going into next week. Are you kidding me? You know, just his message has come clear. The outstanding Clever One. Go ahead and talk, man. I mean, there's nothing that can't be said about you. Your greatness and sharing who you are, you know, when you always say, I'm Clever One, what happened, Blues Brothers, everybody, people around the world want to hear what you say after that. That's your genius. Go ahead and talk.
Well, you know, I always got to let people know, bring them up to speed, you know what I'm saying? Because Clever One, he does the speed limit, but every now and then I do 93 million miles per hour, you know what I'm saying? Every stop sign, all red lights down Broad Street. But what I'm saying is every now and then we got to do the speed limit for the people so that we have to speak their language. Of course, I speak 51 different street corner languages out here. So, you know, and you never know who you're speaking to. So we try to keep it universal out here. However, I wanted to elaborate on this wonderful show that we listened to tonight, you know what I'm saying? There was some good points about Tupac Shakur. I don't know if people knew that Tupac Shakur, you know, he was an actor first, you know what I'm saying? He was a performing arts individual where his whole gangster life was all scripted in his own mind, you know what I'm saying? You know, verily, he started off as a, real quick, let's
see. It ain't real quick. Say your piece, man.
Check this out. They don't know that he started off as a stripper, as the Sex Package tour for the Digital Underground. You know what I'm talking about? A stripper. I mean, you know, leopard draws on, butt naked stripper. You see what I'm saying?
they
don't know that about him. They don't know that
Before he started rapping.
But we can't do nothing about his politics here, you know what I'm saying? Because Beverly, he was searching who he was all his life, you know what I mean? He don't know whether or not he want to be alive or dead, you know what I'm saying? A revolutionary, a gang member. He don't know who the hell he want to be, man. I know he ain't nobody's baby father that we know, but, you know, that was a different kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He might got a little something out there. But you know, these are the things. And what else? What else was it? You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, shout out to all those voices that I heard on there, like I said, man. And, of course, this build-up, where we are today, man, that was a wonderful build-up. Shout out to Lonnie Radio, you know what I'm saying, for the climb, for the cliffhanger climb. You know what I mean? He liked cliffhanger. He liked Sylvester Stallone on cliffhanger. One hand on a bear and one hand on the mountain. You know what I'm saying? That's how I would have did it. But, you know, I just wanted to let people know, man, that was some wonderful show there. And it gives us a little bit of piece of history on how these things are built as we build the bricks up and stand the damn sticks up. I'll be on the 25th if y'all ain't know it. You know what I'm saying? It's Clever One. One half of the Booze Brothers representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where I might have been the one that told Pasquale to put cheesesteaks on pizza. Check the satellite.
You know, no, he didn't tell Pasquale. You know what? You know, you are, Dr. Martin Luther King High School. You know what I mean? I'm class 88. You know what time it is. All right. Shout out to MLK. How about that, all the folks out there? Listen, guys, you know, it's coming up, man. I can't believe what's going to happen, you know, in 2028. And that's going to be amazing. That'll be our 40th anniversary. You know what I mean? Our 40th reunion. It's only 5 years from now, y'all. So, I mean, all the folks out there listening, I'm talking to my Philadelphia crowd. You know who you are, man. Yeah, you know. Some of you might not know me, you know, in my tribal name. That's, you know, that's official and legal. But you know me as Lonnie Aloysius. Y'all know me. You know, Lonnie Aloysius Beverly Jr. is telling y'all guys, you know what I mean? Since, you know, if you don't know me as Ola Dele, get your behind out there, man, and let's start getting this reunion together. All right. Next caller, right now, honoring Louis Devon and this wonderful BevNat Classic.
Hi. Peace and blessings, Brother O.
Thank you, boy. If you'd have called me Lonnie, I would have came down there and found you a nice town. What's going on? What's going on? I'm going to get people trying to clown me tonight with that one, but it's okay.
You know, Brother O, this show touched my heart. And, you know, I was trying to say the same thing on the last show that I did. And because I was stating that a lot of black women were dying and it was increased. But this show from Louise, it was so wonderful.
That's Louis.
It was so wonderful that it touched my heart because I had difficulty when I started speaking. And it looked like the brothers was against me. I had one brother that said to me, "You know too much." And you know that hurt my heart because I would walk around and share information, you know. But this show tonight, it brought something good in my heart. And this brother, I wish he was still on. He was wonderful. And I missed the togetherness of the podcast when I came on. It was so happy, and we had callers that would call in every night, and it's just like it was a real family, you know. And I feel like it's not the same anymore, but maybe after listening to this show tonight, it will change.
Well, you know, Sister Bessie, you know, you talked about a time when Darlene Lawrence was here. And Darlene loved Lou. Now, you talked about a love. You talking about, you know, joint at the hip, you know, soul sister and brother. One was a Democrat. One was a Republican. You know what I mean? It's not the GOP because I'm Republican. Anyway, that's not the point. But Darlene and Lou loved each other enough to be able to share their ideas and share their views on politics and always come together and love each other after that fact. One time, you know, like I said, BevNat Classic is only here when people can't do their jobs. So if you have a BevNat Classic, that means the host didn't do their job. Anyway, I said what I said. Yeah. But I hope I don't have another BevNat Classic. But I do believe the next BevNat Classic will be the challenge between Darlene Lawrence and Louis Devon. You're talking about a hell of a show. Bessie, that show was crazy. That show was out of this world. And it was part of the legacy of Darlene. You know, she was our first superstar. You know, we talk about a whole superstar. The woman left this network with 36 all-time connection records, and it took 2 years before the great Andrea Presley had 37. Okay? Yes. Was that right? No, that's not correct. It took 3 years for Andrea to break the record. Andrea broke it in 2018. So, you know, it was 2 years to 2 years and 1 month to the date. And that just showed you the greatness of Darlene. And I'm glad that the international world, the Academy of the International Radio Hall of Fame, honored her first for her contributions not only here but other networks. And they honored her to be our first ever Hall of Famer. So every night, and you know how many times you love to hear it, every night when you hear that name, honoring you know, your championship, honoring the great late Darlene Lawrence, that means a lot. You guys, all you guys got a chance to hear her voice tonight like she was still with us. The legacy continues. And what greater person that we're talking to? And I want you to be quiet while I talk about you. Also said that, listening for the first time, let me explain something about this woman that's on the line right here. She's part of the Academy as well as a nominee. She's part of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame as a broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021. Also, she's also the WBNN Host of the Year for 2021. The outstanding and beautiful Sister Bessie the Truther. What more can I say about this woman's legend? She's never missed a night either. She's never missed a night either. And she's come up with values of pertinent information for you and your children. That's a great. And I believe that, I sincerely believe, as she get back on track, she will be a Hall of Famer, an enshrinement legacy. So congratulations on all your achievements for that outstanding year 2021, a year that was trying for you in the beginning of it. We're not going to mention that. No. That's not, no.
Yeah.
But it was trying for you nonetheless, and you fought through it, and you came out pure, pure gold because the people on this network voted you in. As the host of the year. And this year, you know, what more can we say? You got a chance to talk to Chinchilla Joanicia, you know, as, you know, the doctor, good doctor, you know, succeeded you as host of the year. And and it's just amazing. The legacy of our network, the new interns that are forthcoming, because they're coming. Hate to say it, because they're coming. And I said what I said, because they're coming. But the interns who are here now, Shamgar, the intern that just passed, congratulations to Tiana Speaks, the intern that became the WBNN Host of the Year. Are you kidding me? It's a clever one.
Yes.
Bro, this track record of these rookies, man, they outshine some of these folks that have been here. And if you have a rookie to outshine you, you need to be ashamed of your dick. You need to pick your game up because you're slipping. You know, if anybody's a comment on that, you can call me. And, you know, y'all know my number. You know what I'm saying? You can also email me at lbeverly17@gmail.com. And I'll tell you you're slipping, and yeah, nothing you can do about it. But Sister Bessie, you ain't slipping. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you, what you do for us on the Story Network.
Yes, Brother O. I want to thank all the hosts. And I hope they would consider this as a family thing. And I just want to say I will be back on February the 3rd, and I hope the listeners will listen to my show. And I just love this show tonight. It touched my heart, and I'm going to be smiling for the rest of the week.
All right, Bessie. The truth is, I thank her so much. And we got a lot of calls. Especially you stay on here. We got some people that's going to honor us. We got two Hall of Famers about to call in. So, you know, enshrinees. And two of them, both of them, are lifetime achievers. But we're going to go to the first. And all the people that said, press one, I got you. Just stay there. We're going to honor you as well. Caller, you're live right now, honoring Louis Devon, you know what I mean, and the BevNet Classic brought to you on November 23rd, 2013.
Hey, peace, and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. How you doing tonight, Hall of Fame four times?
Listen, man, I mean, you know, the work speaks for itself, man. I mean, get a chance to hear Ricky and Darlene and Lovely and Aaliyah Love. Kidding me, man? Are you flipping kidding me? Like, you know, all the folks that didn't know about WBNN in our history, we do shows. So a lot of times we're not trying to do classics. You know what I'm saying? I'm like Satchel Paige. I don't look back if something might be gaining on me.
I love it. Hey, look, man, that show was definitely one for the Hall of Records, literally. It was a great example of family time. Remind me of, like, that old family time. TVs was off, and we had nothing but the radio. I don't want to really show my age here, you know, me being 22 years old and getting younger.
56, y'all. You'd be 56, y'all. Oops, I'm sorry. That number dropped.
Hey. Hey. You know it. You know, it's an honor. Trust me, it's an honor to be here. Now, let me say something right quick. I know some other people might want to call, so let me do it like this here. Honest to Lou out of much respect for his show, his prowess, and so many things, and definitely honors to women. So I'm going to take time to honor two of the greatest women I know. There's a lot of them. But, of course, I got to give it up. Defeated bare knuckle prize fighter. My mother.
Yes.
To travel on.
Yes. Love you, Mom.
And the other, I got to give it up to my spiritual mother, Deborah, which is a biblical name that exudes leadership. Okay?
Better than leader.
And I said that for two reasons.
My behind still hurts, man. I got fire in my behind from that.
I got you. And I, those two, I definitely dedicate this entire year for, because what y'all about to hear is not going to be for the weak at heart coming out, especially for this next advancement. Like I said, thank you, spiritual mom, Debbie, because I had already had it planned with my special honored guest, Matthew Graham, for me to speak on something motivational. But now I have to address something. Matter of fact, again, thank you, mother, my spiritual mother, because she took me back 37 years ago when I was the hated person, not the loved person that a lot of people have now. And I was hated for certain things that I stood for, like you're about to hear right about now. Here's the title for the next advancement. You ready? You ready to listen?
Yeah, I'm a man.
Here we go.
Go ahead, Joe.
The next advancement on February 9th. I'll be speaking about a rude awakening. Sleep time is over. And
right,
it was inspired by real events and a gunshot to the head. One of the things I heard was 55 years, if I heard that correct. You do the math, mathematicians out there. 55 years. And 45 years to that is going to bring us to the year 2000, right? And I'm not even going to throw in 23 years because we haven't been here long enough. Right? So I'm going to say 22. So add 22 years on top of what was that? 45 years? So now we're looking at 66 years. Why are we still dealing with police brutality? Why are we still dealing with people making excuses for evil, soulless bastards that continue to kill our men, women, and children and get away with it?
You know, I want to bring to your attention, brother. I know some people want to call in, but
hear me closely. Hear me closely, right?
Yes.
There's no excuse for an evil, soulless bastard to still be living on this plane. No excuses for that. What makes him different because he put on a uniform? Strip his clothes off. You understand?
Right.
Strip his clothes off. There is a difference, though. And our people, also one more thing that was mentioned, too, about lambs and lions. I once was that lamb 37 years ago. Now you're dealing with the lion.
Well, let's go there to the lion, okay, since you brought that up, and briefly, you know, answer my question. What happened to the love of WBNN? Why don't you bring that up, since you bring it up to me personally? Not bring it to people publicly. What do we need to do as a host family to be better like we were at that show that night?
Hey, got to stop the excuses. And, you know, honors to our great commissioner, the host of the year, overall host of the year, Dr. Chinchilla J, who's working diligently. Bottom line is we can't bring those excuses. There's no excuse for people not to take 5 or 10 minutes to call at least 3 times out of a 6-day work week for our great company. No excuse for it. It gives you a chance for not only to show support for each other, right? That's step one. And most importantly, if you are a host, it gives you a chance for our listening audience to hear your tone of voice and to promote your show. There's no excuses for that.
All right,
yeah,
you heard it from
with traveling people who once was here that's no longer here, like the great Anna Waddell. That our, you know, not to take anything away from the Hall of Fame. Trust me, I'm very, very honorable about that. You understand? But to me, it's personal because I'm the only two-time winner, 2018 and 2020, in honor of the master sound healer herself as she continued to travel on. That was the type of love that we had along with the Soul Twins and, you know, the twins are still here, Edward Birch. We can get back to it if we stop playing and don't make no excuses.
All right. You heard what he said, y'all. You heard what he said. That came from the International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever from last year, 2022. Now we're going to talk to the one from 2021. This young lady is amazing. This girl, this talk, because everyone knows who you are when you open your mouth.
Hello, it's Jerry Petito.
Hey, man, you know, first of all, that's all right. That's my job as a journalist. But the International Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and lifetime achiever, the Jersey Jewel, also a WBNN host of the year, you know, talk about the show tonight and how you felt about it and other things
all
you
right.
want to add.
Okay. Before I talk about the show, I do want to say a couple things. I want to congratulate WBNN charter member Louis DeVaughn first and foremost on his ninth WBNN all-time connection record with the historic Darling Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Okay?
Wait a minute. So you're saying, yeah. You're saying a charter member is no longer here? Going on third straight all-time connection record at this historic network? I'm gone. I can't. Bye.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, I actually got some tears in my eyes tonight, Brother O. Oh, I'm sorry, Lonnie. Lonnie, I got some tears in my eyes tonight. And hearing, first of all, it was beautiful. Hearing him pray, are you kidding me? I was like, what is happening here? That was magnificent. Okay? Listen, I was brought to tears listening to them speak. I was brought to tears thinking back to when I even first started with you. I loved hearing the Pattersons also. I mean, come on. What a beautiful, 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 and hearing Darlene Lawrence. Are you kidding me? I thank you so much for playing the show tonight.
We thank you.
Okay? It just touched me so much, and I'm not just saying that. I wanna share something off key here a minute. I wanna let everybody know what today is. Today is National DJ Day.
Yay! I'm sorry.
Yes. And I wanna congratulate you being a Hall of Fame DJ today on National DJ Day. I wanna thank you for everything you do for us on this network. And
thank
I wanna
you very
share
much.
With everyone I love you and I wanna share with everyone something incredible. You know, Jerry Blavitt, the Geeter with the Heater.
Yeah, my great
he
friend.
He passed away today. The way being one of the greatest DJs on National DJ Day.
One of the greatest DJs on planet Earth history.
Right.
You know, one of the five that started rock and roll and so on R&B. And you talk about Jerry Blavitt, High Lit, you know, Butterball
okay.
Tamarino. You talk about Georgie Woods, you know, just in Philadelphia area. The great Dick
right.
Clark. Oh, my God, Jerry.
He's in heaven, you know. He is now DJing in heaven with Don K. Reed. And, you know, I got to hug him last summer, and he was jumping off the stage. He was jumping, running around like a lunatic. He was 82 years old this year. And God rest his soul. But back to you, National DJ Day. I mean, think about it.
Are you starting mess? You gonna start your mess?
Yeah.
What you doing? It ain't gonna be no love fest for me. We supposed to honor Lou.
Well, I am through you. I am, and that's where I'm going with this. Look at what you did tonight with this show on National DJ Day. Beautiful. And thank you. Amazing. Amazing. Okay? Louis DeVaughn brought me to tears with that when he opened up with a prayer. What a beautiful, iconic show Thank you.
1,719 people, Cherry. And we fought hard for that, you know, we weren't at 2,000 listeners yet. Okay? And we didn't care. We were just happy to grow and grow. I just want our host to be able to feel the same vibe. That championship feeling. And I'm going to tell you something, Jerry. Something you didn't bring up, and I want you to bring it up, and I'm bringing these callers. We got rookies here that are supporting more than most of the people who are feel that they're entitled. You want to speak about that, Jerry?
Okay, I do. I really do. I've been with you now for a few years, right? I've been for like five,
mm-hmm.
I think, right?
Almost.
Okay.
In June, be five, yep.
Yep. No one's making me call in. I'm calling in because I love the hosts. I want to support our hosts, okay? I can't call in, you know, usually Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. I don't do any radio. But tonight was special, and I did that for you, and I'm so glad and thankful I did. But
yes.
Let me tell you something,
yes.
Guys listening. You need to support each other because we have been supporting each other from day one on this network.
You better believe it.
Important. And you want to hear people call into your shows, right? Well, you should be doing the same. And if you're not, shame on you. And I had to say that. Because every time I call into the shows, it's like I hear the same callers saying hello. Thank God for them. Come on, we got to do better than this.
Thank you, Jerry. And that was the outstanding International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Intrinee, Lifetime Achiever, Host of the Year, and two-time Battle Network Stars Champion, something that who he rocks who never did. All right, I throw that shade in there. He's going to kill me. Next caller, y'all. Let's just continue this love fest tonight right here at the Great Story Network. Caller.
Hello.
Hey, all right.
Hello.
I know who this is. Are we calling from Atlanta tonight?
I am.
All right. How you doing, Angela Thomas Smith?
I'm here. I'm a little under the weather right now. Sinuses bother me. Voice is changing. A little clogged up, but I'm yet pressing, you know.
We love you. There's nothing you can do about it. How you feel about the show tonight?
I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. I'm listening to all the comments, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking, you know, so many people got so much stuff going on. You know, my uncle passed. I lost someone really.
Shout out to
Theodore.
God rest his soul. Shout out to Theodore. God rest his soul. Yes.
And I lost someone very, very close to me to cancer almost a week and a half ago. And it's just like I keep going, you know, because my journey is not over. You know, they reached the promise. Because if their journey was not over, they would still be here with us.
That's right.
So I have to continue on, and we have to prepare ourselves, because you have to understand that when your time is over, life goes on.
That's right. Without you.
And
you're right.
I'm listening to the comments about my co-hosts calling in and supporting each other. You know, I listen every day, you know, and some people probably saying, well, she don't call in. But I call
yes,
in every
do.
Day.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You ain't got to say. I said that you do. So go ahead. Keep on talking. You all right?
I call in every single day almost. And I push one sometimes. But most of the time, I just want to see who's on, who's going to say something. You know, we're supposed to be a family. This is an opportunity for you you say you got a voice. You say there's a message that you want to get out. So somebody may tune into a show that don't tune into your show. But if you're not coming on talking about your show and allowing people to hear your voice and allowing people to get to know you. See, this is something that I've been telling people for years now. We have these brands, we have this stuff, we have all these different products and different things that we do. But people want to know you. People want to know the genuine you. And if they can't get to know you from your interaction with other people and your interaction with your family, because we're family. And anybody will tell you, my podcast team will tell you, at 8 o'clock, it's over because I got to prepare to get ready to get on this line or whatever else I got to do. They know that I got to be on at 9:30 WBNN.
Come on now.
This is one
now,
thing
I'm
going to
ask
learned.
You a question. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got to ask that question in a minute. No. Say one thing that you've learned. Come on, girl. Speak.
One thing that I've learned on this journey that we make time for what we want to make time for. And we do what we want to do. If you really, really want to do something, you'll make time for it. And I've learned that on this journey. And I don't care what it is. And I don't care what you got to do. Let me tell you something. I'm in school and I'm maintaining that A. I've been on the president list since I started school. I'm getting ready to walk across the aisle this year. I'll be done this year.
That's right.
And I'm not miss a beat, and I will not miss a beat because I'm determined. And if you want it, I'm telling
now,
you, if you want it.
I got a question for you. How do you feel about tonight's show, going back into the archives, and we're on the next caller, but how do you feel tonight about listening to Darlene and Ricky R. Jones and Aaliyah Love and Lovely Ellis? And Louis
just being able to listen to people that paved the way for me. You know, if it had not been for these people, I wouldn't be here. So I'm grateful.
All right.
And I'm thankful because we sit back and we listen and we see how this is how family's supposed to interact.
Mm-hmm.
They led by example.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for that.
I want to challenge. I just want to challenge the leaders because we have some leaders on the team, and I just want to challenge the leaders to keep leading. And those that don't want to be leaders, keep following. And when you follow, you'll soon fall off. You'll soon fall off. That's what happens. So if you want to stay apart, you want to stay apart. Step up and be the leader that you're supposed to be. Because there's somebody else that's tuning in and listening to you. Somebody got to come after you. It may be years and years and years down the line, but somebody got to come after you. It's a generation coming behind us. So you got to set the standards high. You got to set the bar high. You got to lead the way. You got to lead by example. Learn
come on now,
Jesus
talk about
something.
It.
Seriously. Come on now. My show is on February the 8th. I come on the
That's
day
right.
after Jerry Petito, the day before Huni Bakatoon.
That's right.
I thank you, Brother O, for this opportunity and to be able to be between two great individuals. It makes me step up my game. It makes me work harder because I know that I got shoes to fill. Because I'm coming out
now.
A great one, and I'm coming before a great one. So I can't fail. I can't fail because they set the bar high, and I got to walk in those shoes. So I just want to challenge my queens and my kings that are a part of this network. Y'all, we family, and it's time that we act like family. We talk about it. We get on these shows, and we say these things. It's time out for talking. It's time to be about what we say we're about. I'm the queen of collaboration, walking in purpose with Angela. February the 8th, I love you guys. And guess what? Ain't nothing you can do about it. Say, Brother O.
You heard what she said, and I love it. I love exactly everything that she talks about on a constant basis. Trying to get her line off here. But I love the fact that she, you know, expressed her life. And, you know, there's no excuses to what we do. On a constant basis, it shouldn't be, and if it is, we got to stop it. We got to nip it at the bud, and you know, no one wants to be promoted to listener. So,
Tonight is a testament of greatness. What is that greatness? Being able to love, learn, and relate to all of us. We have another caller on the line right now. Happy to hear this caller. So this caller can talk a country mile, and I can't wait to hear what she has to say. from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
I'm sorry, brother.
From Atlantic City, New Jersey. Here we go. I gotta go. From Atlantic City. All the people out here. Hold on. All the people around the world and those are listening. Let's get ready to rumble. In the one corner, we have from Atlantic City, New Jersey. A woman that always wants to testify. We'll give a hot dog to a person who is a miscreant or a person that might be President Obama. Give it up for Tiara Spoon.
Listen, you want to stop talking trash about me talking a country mile, okay? You stop it. Because I know exactly who you're talking about. As soon as you say it, like, I knew you were talking about me, and I knew I was next. So now I'm going to speak, okay? So I want to say this is absolutely wonderful to be able to listen to history, you know, when I was not a part of, you know, the radio, you know, the WBNN family. And it is wonderful to see, like, when you go back in the archives, and I know you don't want them, but for me, as a person who hasn't been here that long, it's wonderful to see the transition from, you know, I was listening. You said 1717. Then you said 1792. I'm pretty sure I got those numbers right. We're at 19 million. Like, that is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And to be able to hear the people who are no longer here anymore, and I know that Darlene Lawrence is very near and dear to your heart. So it's almost like I get to know her, you know, without actually ever being able to talk to her. I wish I could, because she sounds absolutely amazing. And I know that, you know, it would be an awesome conversation if I was able to. So I would like to say congratulations to you for the people that you've put together, you know, and how much wonderful shows. Like, I really admire you because you've never missed a show. I am not going to lie to you. I don't know if I could do that. That is a lot. I remember when you said, I only take off 48 days a year. That is a hard-working individual. And not only that, you only take 48 days off a year. You not only have this station, but you have other things that you are doing that other people don't know about. That's a lot of pressure. But the thing is, you still find time to show us love. You still find time to show us support and things like that. And I spoke about us supporting each other as hosts, you know. Times it's hard for me to call in, but I try to find a way, even if I'm in pain, if I have to try to find a quiet spot, because I'm a night person. Most of the things I do are at night around this particular time, but I still try, even if I have to put my earpiece in and do what I'm doing, I still try to listen, like, you know, every time I can, still try to find the time to call in. Even last night, you don't know this, but like at this time I ended up driving and, you know, I don't want any background noise. I literally pulled in a bank parking lot backwards underneath because it started raining really hard. And I'm like, oh, my God, I know this is going to come through on the radio. Just so it wouldn't be hitting my car so it wouldn't make noise. And I pulled over, I stopped, and waited until I went in to be able to speak. And then I continued what I was doing, you know. So I think at times, like, there's times like you might be doing something. You can pull yourself aside and take a minute or two to say something. And this is an opportunity. If you're calling into someone else's show, this is an opportunity where you can express yourself. You can give your opinions on what the person is talking about, and you can the audience will get to know who you are. And you might affect somebody's life by one thing that you say on someone else's show. And it's a shame if you have the opportunity and you don't take it. At the end of the day, you don't know what you could be saying to affect that host as a family, that something could go forward. I think most of the people that are on here, we all have powerful voices. We all can change lives. And I like the fact that, you know, we are a family. I can't say everybody acts as a family. You know, I hear the same names, and it really brings joy to my heart to hear the same people calling in. It would be nice to hear others, But, you know, it's nice. And I definitely, those are the people that I feel the closest to, the ones who call in, you know, all the time. You know, it's feel like I get to know them. I know their personality. You know, it should be at a point where if somebody calls in, you know exactly who they are because you hear them calling in all the time. You don't have to guess. You know that this person is a host. As soon as they start open, as soon as they open their mouth, you should know who they are. You know, that is how you know that you are really part of the family. We know each, every person's voice. You know, you can distinguish between each person on this particular network. You can. You know, the energy is, you know, sometimes should be a lot better. You know, we should have a lot of people calling in and things like that where, you know, I don't know certain people's personality. I only know them really from their show, kind of, but it's more, you get more of a personality sometimes when they call into someone else's show because it's not planned. It's not like a show that they planned. It's something they're giving their opinion on a subject that is not their own. So you get to know their thoughts. You get to know their disposition. Like, you get to learn, you know, who this person is, you know, whether or not, you know. So I want to say that I'm proud of you, and WBNN is very close to 10 years strong. I thank you for giving me opportunity. Yes, I'm proud of that. I thank you for giving me an opportunity to really, like, affect people's lives and speak my truth or things that I always wanted to do. You know, I'm really appreciative of that, you know, and I actually know that I really changed something. I know for a fact that I absolutely changed one person's life with my last show.
Yes.
You know, that
yes.
might be a very big deal, you know. And it's crazy because if you just are genuine, like I said last night, if you are just genuine, you know, and you, people want to know who you are. I get approached all the time with people asking me, like, you know, what I do, who are, you know what I mean? Like, and I think we should be able to, if you go out and you see somebody talking, like, sometimes I'm interested in it. I'm like, hey, what do you do? And then I talk about WBNS, you know what I mean? I tell them what I do, and they become interested. You know, my friend Matt, I told him about it before he started calling, and I said, it's amazing. If you call in every day, there is a show. You don't have to know, you don't even have to be a host. But as a listener, you know that you'll call that same number every day at 9:30 p.m. There will be someone there. There will be someone there to listen to, except for Saturday. So you can get, you know, a whole lot of things from WBNN, you know. And I really think a lot of people should know about it, and that's exactly what I do. I talk about it all the time to anybody,
and we appreciate that.
Anybody I meet.
And we appreciate that,
so that's,
you know,
my
because
smile, and you just need to fuck it up.
There you go. Listen, I got my boots on, you know what I mean? Thank God for some great ACGs from Nike. But, you know, I appreciate what Tiana said tonight, and I'll bring on the next caller if it need be. But we look at the rookies. You know what I mean? You know, the three rookies. Sham God takes the time to call in. Clev calls in. And Tiana calls in. I made some real great choices on this network. And I'm so proud of the fruition of that. And what more can we say tonight? To Louis DeVaughn, who is a good friend of mine, and I talked to him about this show, I cannot wait to talk to him and let him know that he won a championship from an archive, his ninth in his history. Every single one of our hosts are alumnus. You are part of WBNN, whether you like it or not. So that's amazing. And I'm so proud of our commissioner. You know, tonight she's not in a quiet place, but she wants everybody to know. She enjoyed this iconic archive classic tonight. The concept was great. Hearing the late, great Darlene Lawrence, who are championships, her all-time collection records are named after, and Henry R. Jones and Louis DeVaughn Jr. Absolutely amazing hosting. There was a time in our lives where we loved each other enough, where we cared for each other enough, where we didn't make excuses enough, where we had the opportunity to be great on purpose. Just enough. And people
gleaned on those things. They really gleaned on who we were and who we are. And I remember those great days. It warms my night, even when the heat's on. It warms my heart, even when it's hot outside. I remember the hard work of our Diva Impact, Lovey Ellis, and Kenny Lozada, who had our first sports show on this network. Simeon Myers, that said, even critically, I might not be educated, but I got power. Our first chaplain of our network, the great, Audrey Dennis, Antonia Betts. What more can we say about her? We're going to honor her on Monday with her 10th anniversary. Ain't that amazing, y'all? And then we go into everything we do, honoring Darlene Lawrence tonight with the championship. It's wonderful. It's amazing. It's storied. Dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. Dave Bennett has advertised into Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Ngozi@my.gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer. I've been here for years. Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for the WBNN Host of the Year for the Class of 2022, the good Dr. Chinchilla J in News Forum, where she'll give you something that's near and dear to her heart. Now, of course, I end the show with my theme. Yes, sir.
Could be better than you and me. Who knew heaven was so good?